Hey y'all, hey, it is Lolita E. Walker, the hostess, I like to say with the mostest of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations, the podcast. Guess what we're talking about today? Focus. Absolutely. I am talking about this with you all today because I have really been struggling a little bit, and I believe that all things come to us when we open up our mind, when we open up our mind and we're willing to receive. I believe that there's signs that we see and sometimes we just pass them on by, but God continues to pepper yourself with these things on your path and one day they just gonna kick you. Let me tell you what kicked me. Are you ready? Well, I know I am. Let's go. Welcome to Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. On every episode, we kick off with a powerful affirmation from Walker & Walker Enterprises, and today is no different. Today's affirmation is, I am breath. As I breathe in the positivity of my day, I will release all negativity that dares to come my way. Absolutely and hands down. If you love this powerful affirmation, go ahead and head on over to lolitawalker.com/shop where you could grab your 40 deck of affirmation cards specifically for you from me.
Oh, this is going to be a juicy one today, you guys. You know what makes it super special is that I am going to be coaching myself at the same time that I'm talking to you. And sometimes we got to get in a place where we recognize that, hey, it's time for a pause. It's time for us to feel the power in it. It's time to embrace where it is that we are in this moment, even if we don't like it, because that's the way we're going to shift ourselves out of it. So today I am extra excited to be able to share with you what's going on in my life such that it might even be able to relate to something that is happening in yours as well. So our goal today, guess what, is to sit ourselves down, give ourselves permission to pause and focus, focus, focus. If you closed your eyes at the same time as I did when I said the word focus, as I continue to say that, wow, I can even feel in this moment my shoulders just relaxing. Before we get all the way into it, let me just say hey y'all, hey to all of you all who are returning. I am so excited that you have chosen once again to come back to my kitchen table for some good old-fashioned coaching, cocktails, and conversations. And for all of you all that are new, hey, welcome to the party. This podcast leaves you with three levels, okay? Not just one or two, but three. Coaching is all about me leaving you just with a couple nuggets to challenge your thinking. Cocktails. It's not so much about what you're sipping on, but it's more about celebrating the greatness of who you are when you choose to listen in and when you choose to come on into the room to my kitchen table. I want to celebrate you. Conversations. That's exactly what it is. A little bit of juiciness for you and I or a special invited guest. But today, it's just you and I. You ready? Grab your CC&C journal from lolitawalker.com/podcast and let's get all the way into it. We are talking focus on episode 41.
It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. We are coming to you from my book, The Intersection of You and Change. And let me tell y'all why. Because sometimes when I'm going through a transition, remember my TEDx talk, I talked about you are standing right here. In Lolita, you are standing right here. To each of you listening, you are standing right here. It means at some point you have absolutely focused. So today we want to bring that back. I refer back all of the time, you all, to my book. I really do. And if you haven't heard of my book, it's called The Intersection of You and Change. It is 17 stops of self-discovery. It is to leap you from where you are to where you want to be. It goes from Journey Junction to Gratitude Gateway. But today we are going to chat about stop number 7, Focus Fairway. For all of you all who already have the book, it's on page 44. So let me go ahead and turn to page 44 and let's talk about it. Because I just did this last night. Now, this is broken up into three terrains of change. Embrace, act, and thrive. And this kicks off the second terrain of change, act. right on page 43, it actually talks about, welcome to the terrain of ACT. ACT is defined as to move and behave in a certain way. So the next 5 stops are going to help you intentionally act with clarity, purpose, and accountability. I turn the page and what bops me right in the forehead? Focus fairway. And I promised that I would tell you guys about why I just said, Lolita, this is the time to focus. I have all of these goals to complete before December 31st. All of these goals, just like I know that you do too. So what I've been talking about is really getting these things laid out, crossing off the things that no longer serve you, knowing that it's okay, and really focusing on exactly what it is you need to do. I know that. And I thought, Lolita, you've done that already. Nope. Last week, I was in a 5-day intensive advanced certification program. Yes, y'all, I am in certification programs to make sure that as I coach you, as you come into my programs, as I talk one-on-one to you, that I am doing the best for you as I also continue to grow. Makes sense, right? Yep. Guess what I found out inside of that course? You ready? There was this section where we talked human design, and it's so intriguing and fascinating to me. So I was all the way in. Go with me. I found out inside of that intensive that I am a generator, but I've been acting and moving in spaces as a manifesting generator. You might say, well, what exactly is that? I know, I did too. So this is what I got, and this is what I want to share with you guys today. Generators represent about 70% of the population. You might be one too. They are the life force of the planet, according to Goop.com. They are the builders. The key here, and what I'm telling you about, is that the strategy of a generator is to respond as opposed to initiate. What I gotta get is, what is it that you're saying that you need? Meaning that something happens, I respond. You tell me you're looking for something in my program, I make sure I pull that together for you. You tell me that you need to focus, I'm gonna make sure that there's something in my next podcast or in my next talk with you or in my next clubhouse room or in my next wisdom room or in my next swell room, wherever it's gonna be. I am going to make sure that I am standing up and talking to you about focus because I've heard what you said. Made sense, right? The piece of it is that I was doing multiple projects in order to get those things to you. Lolita, where's the focus? Especially because your mojo is to respond. Do it while focusing. Yes, I didn't even know that it had a name. That's the first thing that happened. Now, if you remember, I talked to you guys about by the end of this year, I will have a podcast editor. Y'all remember that? I know. So I got a call from one of you all who listened in yesterday, and I got a DM last week, and it said, Lolita, where's the latest podcast episode? Come on, accountability. Come on, knocking on the door to say, Lolita, where is your focus? Come on, all these other priorities and big projects that's coming up. The dominoes are starting to fall to destruction. You see how all of this is coming together? It makes sense. Focus fairway. How dare you be putting us to the sideline when we are waiting to hear your voice? Okay, I heard you. Another knock on the forehead that said, Lolita, get your life right and focus. The third piece, and you know, I believe that when 3 things come, listen, it's your fault if you just miss this whole type of blessing. The third thing that came is I had a few clients this week, and though they said it different ways, they all talked about, I need help with focusing. One client, she said to me, Lolita, my goal in this session right here is really to make space. I need to make space for all of these things I need to do at work. I have this new high-powered job, and I need to make space for focusing on my family when I come home because it's really just a lot and it's not really balanced out at all. She said, this session right here, I need to make some space. Didn't that sound like focus to y'all too? I know. And when she left, she said, oh my gosh, I have such a sense of relief. She wanted to walk away with 3 ideas on how to create the space, aka focus, right? And then the other client that I had, because this is still my number 3, the other client that I also had within the same week, you guys, said to me, Lolita, I feel so overwhelmed. I feel as though the end of the year is coming and I just don't know what to do. It's all of these projects that I have going on. My child is sick. Somebody else in my house has COVID. Oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. AKA focus. Can y'all see the 3 happening? Do you relate to the 3? Oh my gosh, so do I. So let's get all the way into it. If you are on page 44 in my book, and if you don't have my book, it's okay. You can listen in. And then you can also go to lolitawalker.com where you can order it from either Lulu, from Amazon, Barnes and Nobles. Listen, they are always opportunities for you to grab this book. It's nice and short, 126 pages, and right now we're getting on focus. Every stop is in the acronym of the stop of where we are. Stop 7 is Focus Fairway. So what you're going to hear is in the acronym of FOCUS, F-O-C-U-S. Focus Fairway journeys through fear and will handcuff progression if you allow. Onboard your mind to an emphasis on what is required of you right now. Create your vision for what lies ahead. Assign a clear and manageable plan. Unthink self-limiting beliefs because the shift is right in your hands. Share where you are going, and I'll see you atop the winner's stand. Welcome to Focus Freeway. Come on now. I had to look around. Wait a minute. I had to look to my left and my right and say, who is she talking to? Oh, me? Lolita, you are talking right to me. I looked right at the top of that. It said Lolita E. Walker. Yes. Imagine me speaking right to you. In this moment, I am imagining myself speaking directly to me inside of this state. What if I am standing right here? And what if my feet are planted in complacency? What if my feet are planted in overwhelm? What if my feet are planted in I don't know where to go? What if my feet are planted in nothing but distractions? Come on now. Let's continue. Because as we go to page 45, it says, in the midst of circumstance, it is oftentimes difficult to see and think clearly. Though we want to operate in the clarity of right now, there's so many aspects such as egos or past experiences that can cloud where we want to be. What? This stop is your focus fairway and provides access to a highway of clarity and direction in the midst of everything around you. This stop challenges you to move attention toward your goals. At stop number 9, we are going to talk of clarity in a bit more detail. However, at this stop, let's think about a time where you had a group of dominoes crowding your space. Each domino was vying for your attention and your only goal was to avoid knocking one down, which would send the remainder to a collapse in an unstoppable path of destruction. Now I want you to think about that. Because the soul work we're doing today is really around dominoes. So grab your thinking caps, be ready to close your eyes, or be ready to write this thing down. All right? Either one, as long as you are right here with me, I want to take you through a strategy on how you, in this moment, can absolutely commit to focusing. Let's go through this exercise, y'all. Now we're going to skip on over to page 47. I talk a story about how my father, who is no longer here, was in the hospital with cancer. You can read that in the book. But right now, we are going to go to our soul work for today. In the blank space on each domino, I want you to write 4 situations that are currently competing for your focus. But if you're closing your eyes or if you're writing down, I want you to write down or imagine 4 dominoes. Okay? And y'all know how dominoes work, right? There's a vertical rectangle and there's a line that's right in the middle of each of those. So you're going to do 4 of those. The dot, the black carved circle that's at the bottom is going to be a 1, just like on the dominoes. The next is going to be 2 dots. The next is going to be 3 dots. And the next is going to be 4 dots. They're going to look just like dominoes. And as a matter of fact, I am going to post on my Instagram today. I am committing to take a picture of what this looks like so that you can actually have a visual. You can go to Instagram and my handle is at Hey Coach Walker. I'd love to have you. And if you did this exercise, I would absolutely love for you to write a comment just to let me know that you're absolutely here with me. I love it. So this is what you're going to do. In the blank spaces on each domino, which is right at the top, I want you to write 4 situations, 1 each, on each domino that is currently competing for your focus, okay? And in your mind, each of these are equally important. That's why they're vying for space. Okay, I want you to think about it. Do you have it? On each domino, I want you to write a single situation that is currently competing for your focus. So in total, you're going to have 4. Now, if you have to press pause, go ahead and do that. For each domino, I want you to ask yourself, what is specifically needed from you? Not what's needed in general, not what's needed in total, not what other people can do. What is specifically needed from you to complete this task? You're going to write that for domino one. You're going to write it for domino two. You're going to write it for domino three, and you're going to write it for domino four. Okay. All right. What is the worst thing that could happen if you didn't focus so much time on it? Each one. I want you to go back again to domino one, domino two, domino three, and domino four. Now I want you to ask yourself, how likely is it that this worst thing is really going to happen? And why? What's going on there? Again, for domino one, domino two, domino three, and domino four. And know that you're going to need to press pause because this is soul work for a reason. What is competing for your time is intended to have you really pause to think and to assess. And be truthful, y'all. We talked about Truth Told Way on here before. And if you haven't listened to that, then make sure you go back and listen to that episode, okay? Now, lastly, I want you to reprioritize your dominoes, focusing now on what specifically is needed from you in each situation. In the middle of each, I want you to write the name of a person who can help support you specifically with what you wrote above. Now, here's the juicy part. Did your areas of focus shift? I know. So here's what's written in the book. It says, it's highly likely that they did. This is a good thing. If nothing more, you have added a bit of clarity, which is why it's a winner. When you get granular with the exact role that you play within each domino, you are then able to release things that are not immediate priorities. It seems simple, but it's absolutely true. Write it down. It goes further to say you are also able to allow others to take on tasks that they are willing to help with. Remember, I don't know what episode it was, but I talked to you guys about the dad principle. Delegate and disappear. You got to get clear on what's needed for you and then seek the help that you need and delegate it out. You got to surrender to your goals. You don't have to do it, Lolita. Remember, I'm talking to me for real. Occasionally, we find ourselves holding onto dominoes simply because we want to maintain control. Who am I talking to today? It is definitely difficult to let go of control. I can attest. I even admit it in a book on page 49. Consider this. Think of how you feel when others try to control you and handcuff your capabilities. You may discover that when you let go of even an inch of control for doing things your exact way, you find a newfound support who is willing to help you lessen the pressures that are weighing you down. Ultimately, you may realize that your support will reinforce your dominoes to remain upright. Challenge yourself to stay clear and directionally focused on what is truly important for you to take on. To focus is to let go of fear and control. Give yourself permission to focus and uncuff both yourself and your progression. Come on, somebody. Now tell me this wasn't a word and a half. Tell me that this wasn't the soul work that you absolutely need and deserve right now. I can't wait to read your comments. I love your emails. I love your DMs. But what I'd love for you to do this time here specifically is go ahead to Instagram at Hey Coach Walker, H-E-Y Coach Walker, and really let me know what you thought about the exercise. Really let me know. Don't just like it. I want to see your comments because they mean so much. This is our soul work today, taken directly from my book, The Intersection of You and Change. If you like this piece of soul work, you will absolutely love the remainder that are inside of this book. You could grab it at lolitawalker.com. Let's go.
It's time for some cocktails. What are we celebrating today? Ooh, there is just so much to celebrate. I am celebrating each of you. I'm celebrating you for literally deciding that you are going to begin to focus. I'm celebrating that your dominoes are not falling in destruction. I'm celebrating that you have decided to focus on what it is that you need to do to get that stuff done. I'm also celebrating the fact that you are delegating and disappearing because you are trusting and surrendering in your goals. Oh, I'm also celebrating some of these 5-star reviews. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and a cheers to each of you for helping me meet my goal of 100 5-star reviews. Come on now. I want to read a couple of them because I tell you, this makes my day, my night, my week, my everything, and I'm so appreciative. You can join me in reading them. You can go to bit.ly/LolitaReviews. That's a capital L and a capital R. The first one, it says, phenomenal leader. And this is by Ultimate Sky Travel. Lolita is truly amazing. Her words, wisdom, and guidance is unmatched. She addresses the real talk needed without the fluff. Thank you so much for being an inspirational and transformational leader. Thank you so much. Here is another one. This one is from Zooks Hater. Ooh, what a name. 5 stars. She's my friend. I met Coach Walker on Clubhouse. In an instant, she became a friend in my head. She is like talking to one of my good girls, Judy, that will give me the truth and the tea at the same time. She is honest, energetic, inspiring, and so multi-talented and faceted. I love the podcast and all that she brings to the table. She's a godsend that's reliable, relatable, and engaging. If you haven't already subscribed, listen, share, and come and engage with her on Clubhouse, IG, and Facebook. She's waiting to pour into you too. Thank you. Ah, here's another one from Coach K, the life coach. Hey, Coach K, charge up your heart. Lolita is just what everyone needs to get inspired and motivated to transform through soul work. Her authentic approach will move your spirit and your body to get going. Yes, I absolutely love it. Oh my goodness. And let me just read one more. This says, turning junk into a masterpiece. And this is by Danielle Y.O. Dear Lolita, I love your podcast. It is thought-provoking, funny, and introspective. I love episode 40 and how you came up with an acronym for junk, really emptying yourself out so you can pour more of yourself into someone else. You are giving us the freedom to think outside the box and say it is okay to do so. You are our personal coach, willing us not to quit. So important to know your story in order to know where you are going. Thank you for this. Yes, I cannot wait. Every single episode, you all, I am reading these 5-star reviews. Thank you so much for helping me get to 100 5-star reviews. And guess what? I am on a journey to 200. So I'm saying thank you in advance. And let me just tell y'all something extra special, okay? I am on my journey to 200 and this amazing woman, amazing, who I met on a social app said, you know what? You're talking about getting to 100. You said you only a couple short from that. I want to help you on your journey to 200. Matter of fact, let me just sweeten up the pie just a little bit. Sandra Duran, and you can find her on IG at Win with Sandra AD. That's Win with Sandra AD. Sandra is a real estate entrepreneur and she said, I am sweetening this deal for these 100 5-star reviews because I love the work that you're doing. And you guys, she is giving one person an all expense stay at her luxury condo in Texas. What? Yes. To get entered to win is no problem at all. You leave your 5-star review. You leave what you took away from me talking on this podcast right here or on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations on a social app, wherever it is you're pulling all of this juiciness. I want to see it and you will be entered into win. You know, sometimes you guys' names don't really match the real name, your government name. So I want to make sure that the right name goes into the drawing for you to win. So when we get to 200, you guys, somebody is going to win that week and I cannot wait. So a super cheers to Sandra Duran for coming all the way through. She is absolutely empowering women to keep on moving. It's all about the win. So I want to say thank you so much, Sandra. I so appreciate you. Here is a cheers to each of you all on your week, all of your wins that you're about to come into. Cheers. It's time for some good old fashioned conversations. Hey there. So today I am your conversation. So come on up, pull up your comfy chair because it's you and I today. And I want to just have a quick chat. What is on your heart today? When you heard this episode and when you're thinking about focus, when you're thinking about the areas that you haven't quite focused as of yet, and you're thinking about the year coming to an end, I want you to pause. Take a deep breath. And release. You got this thing. I wanted to remind you of the Be Free Creed because in instances where people feel a bit of overwhelm or they feel a bit of pressure, they feel like their beliefs are just running around in their head, they feel as though they're standing in complacency or they're stuck in mud, I love to gift the Be Free Creed. With your eyes closed, I'll even gift you a bit of music.
Believe in your strengths and open your mind to now explore. Expect moments to have meaning, which will propel you to soar. Face your fears head on, yet hold them at bay. Release what is not progressing you on today. Experience the unexpected, which you would normally let pass by. Then embrace the renewed you who is now free to fly. Be free. Lolita E. Walker of Walker & Walker Enterprises, lolitawalker.com.
And I wanted to give that to you because sometimes we literally need to feel the power in our pause. Sometimes for us to focus, we got to just be free and get clear and give ourselves permission to actually sit in our right now, embrace where it is that you are, act in your strengths and thrive in your greatness. So today, I hope you are leaving with strategies to focus. I hope your dominoes align back up and now you have been able to reshuffle them just a little bit on what it is that you are responsible for. Let's get focused so that we can delegate and disappear and we can get to our newfound goals. Listen, there are too many distractions in our way. Move them out. Get them clear and let's get going. And when you're ready to truly invest in you, time, resources, and energy, then guess what? I am here for you and I am saying welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, The Transformation. This is my group coaching experience open to you every second and fourth Thursday. Welcome.
Hey there, it is Lolita E. Walker and I am so excited that you are considering my upcoming group coaching program. That's why you're here, right? Well, what makes this coaching experience different? Good question. Me, alongside the amazing folks that choose to come on board with me, and that could be you, we will talk everything from accountability, goal setting, and mindset. We're also talking fear, limiting beliefs, and establishing boundaries. What is in your way? I am pushing you. I am pushing you. I am pushing you differently and intently. You're also going to learn from the amazing folks that choose to join you on your journey. Now, this is just to name a few. We are going to engage in amazing content. You'll have some soul work and a bit of fun because that is what we do to get to where we're going. The cost of this program is only a fraction of what your transformation will yield. So what's in the way of you rediscovering the renewed you? For me, absolutely nothing, because I'm worth it. What is the loss that you will experience should you decide not to invest in yourself today to achieve the greatness that you absolutely know that you deserve? Listen, the choice is yours, but I would absolutely love to have you. See you there.
Don't forget to go to bit.ly/LolitaReviews, capital L, capital R, and leave a 5-star review if in fact you got anything at all from this podcast episode right here. Thanks.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers.